In the words of old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, I went down to Virginia to see what I could see. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now
welcome to episode 64 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I'm Pete, and sitting across from me is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How's it going tonight?
Good.
Well, that was super, super big hesitation.
No, just, you know, a lot of work going on. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
I think that's redundant for you.
No, it's just this time of year.
Just this time of year.
Well.
All right. Well, before we get too far.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us what's in that in that can.
It's in a can. It's a beer.
Our first beer?
It is our first beer.
And you look super excited.
So it's New Glarus. Brewing company.
I'm going to go Glarus.
Glarus. New Glarus Brewing Company. Spotted Cow. It's Wisconsin. It's a Wisconsin. I don't know what vintage it is, but it's an ale. So.
And what vintage? So this beer, and Spotted Cow in particular from this brewery, is super popular with the Illinois peeps. And, you know, but you have to go to Wisconsin to get it. So
right. There's
people that literally will just drive up, cross the border, fill up the trunk, drive back over.
I wonder if they have to pay
I don't know what you're trying to get at.
You know, when you like,
Technically we're bootlegging,
I
believe.
But you know, when you go to another country, you bring in, like, you have to pay a tax,
like an excise tariff.
Tariff is what I was going for.
Okay. Technically, you shouldn't be crossing the border with it, I think.
Oh, dangerous.
Or only so much of it.
Oh, so great. Now we're going to be in trouble.
Well, I don't know how much you... I mean, you can cross the border with some, but I'm just not sure how much. But it's definitely...
So Kevin's going to yell at me?
Well, Kevin is probably super excited. We have a beer on the podcast.
Tastes like a Bud Light.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Tastes kind of like a...
Oh, that is way better than Bud Light.
Okay, now, in my defense, I've not had Bud Light in a long time. But right. Tastes like a beer. It's a light beer. It's a good beer. I mean, I could drink...
It's like, an ale. Can, I mean, it's an ale.
Yeah. So. I mean, I can drink this.
I poured you much shorter than I poured myself.
I probably could have used a bigger one.
Well, I figured that if you needed that, you would tell me to open a bottle of wine. Maybe while we're on the air.
Yeah, we might be doing that later.
You're dumping this.
Get me a bottle with a straw. That's all I want. Thanks.
So the only in Wisconsin beer is on the air.
It's on the air.
In our basement. That's not creepy at all.
No, not at all.
Hey, given what Chicago's had going on lately with...
Oh, my
with,
gosh, yeah, and that's on... No, we don't want to talk
about
it.
We can't talk about creepy things.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
Thanks, R. Kelly and Jesse Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
Or Smollett. I don't even know how you say that dude's name.
I think it's Smollett.
Smollett.
I think it's Smollett.
Well, hopefully, you know, everything shakes out okay for him and R. Kelly gets what he deserves.
Yeah.
Moving on. We try to keep it positive here. All right, we're going to just jump in then to the FMC Rewind and everybody's favorite hashtag views from the couch.
Views from the couch. So I got back on the treadmill last week.
Oh, so you're catching up.
I did. Yeah. So I'm almost done with Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Like, I feel like this is going on forever. So I finally looked to see how many more. Usually when I start, you know, when I watch it, I don't look to see how many more episodes I had. But I had to. I had to know when this was going to be over. And they fooled me because they put an hour-long episode in there.
Ooh.
And I was like, why is this episode not ending? And then I looked. I'm like, it's an hour. So I have three
How many days of treadmill walking is an hour episode?
Two, essentially.
Two?
Yeah.
You're about a half hour?
I'm a half hour. So, yeah, I do a half hour. I mean, there's like, you know, the start. I start walking right away before I start the shows. I get the priorities going. I start walking, then I get the shows going. I should do it the other way, but I'm on a time. I only have so much time in the morning, right? Before like my phone starts blowing up. So I got three more of those, but I did take advice and I started Parenthood.
Okay, whose advice?
Oh, seriously?
Poor James doesn't get his name remembered. Former guest James Latcher.
No, I thought it was Derek. James told me I should watch that. The dating show. I think it was Derek that told us.
I had no idea who told you what.
Yeah.
You only asked me about James.
Yeah,
so.
James told me like I should watch some Netflix dating.
Okay, so that was the dating one.
That
James
was the
said,
dating
and
one.
Derek recommended.
Derek recommended Parenthood.
Okay,
because
both
I like Gilmore
former guests
Girls.
Though.
Former guests, yes.
That's so we know who listens to the show.
Are people that have been on the
show. People that have been on the show. We need to get more guests.
Yeah, and then we can get more listeners. So I started watching Parenthood. And now I had seen some of it, but I couldn't remember where I left off. So I just started fresh. Now, those are hour-long shows. So that takes me longer to get through them. But I think I'm on, like, episode 5.
The good news is there's the spoiler alert on Parenthood past.
Oh, past.
Like
that was so long ago. But it's kind of, I loved the movie. Like, I loved the Steve Martin Parenthood movie. I mean, that was.
I didn't even know it was based on that.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, it's like loosely based, but they have the same, you know, premise of it. Like the different family, the issues, the mom that has, you know, the two kids and that has, you know, the deadbeat dad. And then, I mean, it's all the characters are the same. And then obviously they just keep on extrapolating. So like the first episode is kind of like the movie condensed in an hour, and then they just keep going from there. So,
but without Steve Martin. Oh, that's sad.
But,
so is basically the premise that if you have issues you can have a show? Because if that's the case, I am gonna be in
line. You're there. So I'm really am enjoying it. I think I'm so busy right now with work that it's nice that I'm doing like the first few episodes because I've already seen those. So I don't have to pay attention. I'm afraid that as I get further in where I haven't seen it, I might have to start paying attention. Then I might have to switch up what I watch. So,
well, could you just watch that on the treadmill then?
But I already have like, I feel like I have my treadmill because after I finish Kimmy Schmidt, then I got to go watch Frankie and Grace. I mean, I got my treadmill shows already.
So do you have any concern that your CFO or CFO might be listening to you talk about having to pay attention to TV shows while you
work?
Well,
but I said that I might not be able to watch it because I have to work. So
I'm sure that's super comforting.
So
to them.
It's okay. It's all good.
So the point of Parenthood is like, are they all connected to
a
single family somewhere?
Yeah, it's like the mom and dad. So Steve Martin. No, it's not Steve Martin. Steve Martin was one of the kids. I forget who played the dad in Parenthood. Anyway, so it's the mom and dad had all these children, and each of their families have their own little issues. You have the youngest, I'm pretty sure he's the youngest son, which is Dax Shepard, who is like a free spirit, just dates whoever, and he finds out that he's got a 5-year-old son, okay? So that's his little storyline is dealing with a 5-year-old son, and he has a girlfriend that wants to have a baby and all that stuff, right? Then you have the together, I want to call them the together couple, which was Steve Martin, and their daughter feels like they...
Well, who is it in the TV show?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I do know them. I mean, I don't know these people. I don't know the names of people. You know that. This is what the Google's for. But he's a famous... like, he was on lots of, like, drama, comedy, TV shows.
So it sounds to me like almost like an hour long, more dramatic version of Life in Pieces.
It's Life in Pieces was four different storylines, I feel, right? Where this is like one big story. I think of it, Linda characterizes it's like This Is Us meets Atypical.
Huh, okay.
So
I don't know if I'll ever watch it or not.
Yeah.
But you know,
I enjoyed it. And I mean, I watched it.
Oh, I remember
before.
Now. Derek's comment was Dax Shepard and Lauren Graham are both in it.
Right. And I liked, you made a comment like you were surprised that I liked Dax Shepard.
I was just, so of all the things that I get grief over, that was one of them.
That was one of the ones that you got grief over, that I liked Dax Shepard?
No, that I was like questioning somebody liking Dax Shepard. I am neutral.
How dare you?
I'm neutral on Dax Shepard and, he's great. You know.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying.
I do like his wife.
Oh, yeah. Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's funny.
She's hilarious. He's hilarious, too.
Well, I mean, the show that she's in, The Good Place, yeah. I absolutely
I wonder what
that.
Their kids, I mean, because they have children. It's like, can you imagine being their parent? I wonder what their life, like, their, how, like, at home. Because she posts the pictures same. Of, like, stuff that she does for her daughter. Her daughter, for, like, two Halloweens, she had to dress up as Elsa from Frozen. And she's like, here I am again. Dress as Elsa. Things you do for your kid, you know, stuff like that. So I think it's, they'd be hilarious. I feel like we should be best friends with them. That's what Lynn and I watch these shows. So Leah Remy from, you know, King of Queens.
Oh, I want to hang out with her.
Oh my God. We need to be best friends with her.
I'm pretty sure she could drink us under the table.
Linda and I, like her show, like they had a reality show for a while and it was hilarious. And she just seems like, and her husband and then her mother is just like a, I mean, it's just hilarious. I love it. I wish they would come back, but I don't, she's got the whole Scientology series going now, so.
Right. I mean, that was my, what I was going to say. If we hang out with her, though, our lives could be in danger because she's spoken out against Scientology.
She has.
And from what I hear, those people get mad.
No, they do. So, but I think it could be worth it because she... Like, Lynn and I want to be her best friend. Like, we follow her. Like, Lynn follows her on Twitter. Like, I follow her on Instagram. I like all her stuff, like, hoping that she might one day follow me back. Yeah, I might have my own. I mean, she's just so funny. I love it. So, anyways. So, yeah, so I got back on the treadmill.
Lots of views from the couch.
A lot of views from the couch. We didn't pick. I still need to figure out a couple stuff about Nebraska, and then we're going to pick my 10K. And then we can work back and figure out when my official training will start. Because there's no need to rush into it. Right. No need to rush into it. I feel we have plenty of time.
Andy, I think she's looking for like a 4.5 week program.
No. I'm thinking like, you know, 10 maybe. I feel like that could be good.
It's like a K per week.
It is, right? Because I did 7 weeks before to get to my 5K.
So if you double that.
Then it'd be 14. That just seems so long. Seems like a long time.
So, again, base building would be key.
Right. Well, I'm on let's the treadmill.
Hope, let's hope this weather breaks soon. I don't know how. The other night, I was supposed to do 12 this last weekend.
Yeah.
I did not.
No.
I got on the treadmill. That, it's, I can't do it. It's so bad.
I'm on it for 30 minutes.
I didn't like being on it for 3 minutes. And so I tried to watch a movie, figuring that, okay, I got to get through the movie. And
right.
I could, you know, just have some water with me. And so I turned on Avengers Age.
Oh, yeah.
Infinity War.
Infinity War, yeah.
And
I
couldn't hear it.
I know. We have a speaker.
I know. Oh, no, a Bluetooth.
We have a Bluetooth thing so that we could.
I know.
We just don't do it.
Well, I don't think I ever hooked it up.
No, I know. It's not hooked up. I'm saying that's what we need to do. If we hooked it up, then it'd probably be better.
It would be better. So I just went back to the office and just.
I know. But who was it? It was Lily. She's like, what is that noise? Because you could. I mean, it's right underneath where we were. And I'm like, oh, your dad's watching The Office. She's like, what? I'm
like, when was. They were here?
Oh, wait. No, that was Michaela. I guess that was because that was Sunday. That was Sunday night. Yeah, it was Michaela asking what that noise was. Yeah. That's right. Michaela, so, Lily, they're so very similar. Yeah.
So I not a fan of the treadmill. I was pretty proud to get through 8.13 miles.
There you go.
And at that point, the treadmill turned off. So I took it as a sign.
I kind of remember that happening to you before. I don't think it was 8.13.
I think I was walking.
It was the time. Like, it stops. It says, really, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Even the treadmill says you shouldn't do more than, you know, 8 miles.
Well, on that, yeah. But it's funny because I go back outside and it's no problem. Like, you know, 3 miles, 5 miles flow just flies by for me.
Yeah.
It's the complete opposite for, like, the phenomenon's complete opposite of you.
Well, I will say, so when I was doing the training for the 5K, I tried to just run on the treadmill, right? And there was a couple times I had to because you were traveling, and so I couldn't take Michaela out for a run with me. But the times when, at first, I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to do this all on the treadmill. And you're like, well, you got to get outside because it's just better, all that. And I was like, no, I love the treadmill. And I will say that running on the treadmill, I agree that it was kind of annoying. And it, even with the, because I'm walking, I don't have to have the TV up so loud. Like, you could still hear everything. But when you're running, I mean, you got the, you know, I'm breathing heavily. You got the noise of the treadmill. It's a lot. So I do agree, like, running on the treadmill, I did not enjoy.
I'm curious if I would have a different view if I used, like, Zwift, which, so I don't know if you've seen Rob and John, like, over in the Endurance for Everyone group, and a couple of others in that group have been using Zwift. I think that's how you would say it. Z-W-I-F-T.
Where you're, like, virtually someplace.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a treadmill version of that.
Oh, isn't that, like, kind of like the Peloton, like, biking thing? But I guess that's not.
That's different. That's classes.
Yeah, that's classes. Never mind.
But you can race other people. You can run through different.
That,
like,
could
you
be
could,
cool.
So you could run with somebody.
Right.
Really,
but virtually,
but
yeah.
Virtually, but you're on the treadmill, and so there's the local running store that I go to.
Yeah.
You go to it also, mm-hmm. Naperville Running Company. They had an event on that.
Oh yeah,
and the first one was scheduled when it hit, you know, whatever 60 below wind chill.
Oh nice,
the polar vortex.
Right,
and then they redid it, and it was like on public access TV, like they did a,
yeah,
whatever, a video
segment. Yeah.
And so, you know, I've, like, watched it, and it's interesting. I think it might be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But still.
Do you have to buy the green screens?
No.
No? No. Oh.
Okay. It's not quite like that.
No? No? Okay.
You need a foot pod.
A foot pod?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's a pod that goes
on
your
foot.
And it helps keep track of your steps and your cadence, and, you know, which then gives you distance. And
that could be cool. That could be cool.
It could
but
be.
But I don't think it's worth it for us, because I don't think you would be the one that would have to utilize it to make it worthwhile. And
yeah.
I don't think you would.
No. And I'd rather spend that money elsewhere.
Yeah.
Race fees, new shoes.
Wine.
Nothing for my children.
No.
I want
plenty.
I want everybody to notice I named nothing for my kids.
I got plenty of stuff.
Even before wine. So anyway, so that's your training, a little bit about my training. I want to take a second. I posted yesterday on the Facebook that you made a delicious sous vide sriracha chicken.
Yes. It was out of our sous vide cookbook.
Oh, I was wondering where that came from.
Yeah, it came out of our sous vide cookbook. So it was, now it wasn't, so yeah, it was absolutely delicious. I loved it. So it was super simple to make. And
if you have a sous vide.
If you have a sous vide machine. If you don't, well, then you need to go buy one. But it's basically, the marinade is 3 tablespoons of sriracha, 1 tablespoon of honey. And so I use the raw honey, the unfiltered raw honey. And
some butter, maybe?
No. Well, yeah, lime juice.
Lime juice, okay.
So you mix that all up and then put that in the soup in the bag, and then with the chicken. And then you're supposed to put 3 tablespoons of butter in there, but I was distracted and I was, like, trying to get it in there, but so I forgot that part. So when I...
So it could be even better.
So it could be even better. So then you put it in the bath at 140 degrees for at least an hour, up to 5 hours.
So for anybody who doesn't know... you know, the seven of you. Sous vide is just basically a cooking method where you submerge the food in, like, a constant temperature, kind of swirling,
yeah,
warm bath, if
but
you will.
But it's, like, in a bag, and so then it's, you vacuum seal it, and then it just, it's marinades, yeah, itself and stuff. And then...
And cooks,
yeah,
to that exact temperature of 140,
yeah,
degrees.
You're supposed to use skin-on chicken breasts. But do you know how hard it is to find boneless skin on chicken breasts?
Why does it have to be boneless?
I think because of the cooking time, potentially. I'm not sure. But it wanted skinless, boneless.
It wanted skin on
boneless chicken breast.
So I think you would just have to buy a full chicken breast and debone.
It gives you tips like, hey, go buy the chicken breast from your butcher and ask them to debone it for you. But I didn't because I just bought the skinless and I think it was fine. I think if I added the butter to it, it would have been better. But then what I did is to make up for the butter not being in the sous vide bath, I just put extra butter in the pan when I because then you do like a quick fry at high temperature because it's already cooked. The chicken's cooked at that point.
Well, almost. Yes.
Yeah. And then you just do a quick like 3 minutes on each side, not even on each, 3 minutes on the side with the skin, supposedly, and then to get a little color and crispiness. And then you reduce it down, and I over-reduced our sauce.
Yeah, but I mean, so there's a couple of tweaks, but I think if we could get some skin on,
yeah,
that could be good.
Yeah,
but it was so moist and delicious.
And
moist.
I served it over.
I can't believe I said that again on the air.
You did. And I served it over cauliflower rice.
Yeah, which was great.
Yeah, I thought that. And I've been anti-cauliflower, but, and I did cheat, and I just bought the frozen cauliflower rice.
That's good. That's the second time we've had it. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
I've had it. Yeah, you had it it was great. I mean, it's so easy. You put it in the microwave and done. So even Michaela had some. I think she might have taken one bite of it.
Of the rice?
Yeah.
Are the cauliflowers?
Yeah, the cauliflower rice.
I highly recommend this dish.
Yeah.
Because it gives a little bit of spicy, just that tiny little bit of
sugar. I don't think it was too spicy
goes in
either.
It. No, not at all. It's just like a touch.
Yeah. And I put lime zest as well. I put the lime juice and the zest because I love that extra limey flavor.
Limey flavor.
I like the limey flavor.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was very good. I enjoyed it.
Well, I like the fact that we've tried that something new.
Yeah.
And I've been on a red meat like.
Right.
I've really got to watch
tomorrow
that.
We're having turkey.
Ooh, turkey.
In the Instapot.
Well. Let's get all the gadgets out this week.
I know, right? what else? The panini machine. We haven't gotten that out in a long time.
Well, I can't wait for the weather to break just a little bit to fire up the grill. I know there's a lot of people out there that'll grill in anything. They're all set up. I'm not that dude.
Well, I feel like the weather was trying to tell you to go out there and grill because it blew off the cover off the grill for you.
Well, that's why I ended up on the treadmill because the winds were sustained at 30 miles an hour and gusting to 60.
Yeah.
And I know, again, people that'll go out and run in that. Fine. You're better people than me.
But you
are. I'm fine with that.
But we're trying not to get sick. Before your big race.
That's exactly my only reason for not wanting to run in that miserable weather.
Yes.
That's true. It's race week.
It's race week.
So
you're training.
Know.
What more? So you did you didn't do your 12, you did your 8 though.
Yeah.
8.12.
I'm not concerned about that. I've had plenty of miles. I mean, if I was racing this, I'd be more concerned because I did not hit everything, right? I mean, I hit enough of my runs that I'm confident I'll make it through with the long runs and everything else I've done.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say is I ran the next day.
Yeah.
So I did that Sunday. I ran, that was yesterday, Monday.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of lost track of how far I needed to go. And I went about a half mile further than I was slated to.
Yeah.
Because it was it was an easy run.
Yeah.
And I did it. I didn't look at my watch. I just did it all by effort. And my heart rate shows that I kept it at a moderate pace for me, an easy pace for me.
Yeah.
And it was below like 20 seconds or so, 18 seconds below my low end easy pace port, you know.
Nice.
Target. Good. I mean, that's kind of part of the magic of tapering. Less miles. Your legs should feel good.
I feel like tapering should be just don't do it.
Yeah, you've made that clear.
So you feel ready? You're ready?
Well, it doesn't matter if I feel ready or not at this point because I'm as ready as I'm going to be. I have a couple of more runs to do, but, you know, it's just a few miles here and there leading up to the race, and that's that. So, I mean, I'm excited that I've got Rob out there, you know, with me the entire way.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Although.
No, he has to walk, though, to the start now.
Well, you got to explain that then.
So Rob sent a text
tonight,
right before we go on air, saying, wait, what was it? Hold on.
It says, I'm exhausted.
Me, it's a meme. So it says, me, I'm exhausted. Fitbit, you have taken 9 steps. Then he says, this seems familiar. Smiley face. And he says, please don't make me walk to the starting line. I was kidding. And you laughed at the meme.
Well, how do you know? We were both on that. How do you know it wasn't meant for me?
Come on.
You're just, you're assuming. So, I mean, here's the facts, though, right? I'm the one that's running with Rob.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll tease me plenty on that run.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, we're really looking much more forward to seeing Heather and Connor anyway. So really, that's just what saying. This is about.
He's going to have to walk to the start of the race now.
He's going to have to walk.
Which is not close.
No.
It's not close.
No, that was the panic for me for the week was the, like, how are we getting to the start line? And, you know, and I'm not a look at the weather guy until basically right before.
Right.
But. You know, you're sending me weather updates.
I sent you one.
Rob sent me weather, yeah. And I'm like,
the one I sent you was a good one.
Yeah, Rob's was not.
So I can't help. Maybe, you know, like I've been looking, but I just don't tell you the bad news. See, I'm considerate. Like,
well,
that.
Look, it's going to be on Friday. I will look before I pack, and then I'm going to know what I've got to bring with me. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. And if it's going to rain, it's going to rain. What am I supposed to do about it?
I mean, it's not like you're going to, you wouldn't wear, like, should we go and find you like an umbrella hat to wear while you're running?
Why do you assume I don't have that? I might. You never know.
I kind of know. I've moved us 4 times, so.
I have a rain jacket from the mountain. The
I know, but would you wear that, though?
No.
I wouldn't think you would. I think you just kind of get wet, right?
More or less. I have to look.
I have an umbrella and poncho going. I need to look at the weather because I need to make sure I'm like, because I'm going to be, now that we're renting a car, I can actually go and see you at the different spots.
Right. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the weather is going to look like on Friday for Sunday. And it could change again.
Yeah. I would just have contingency plans going.
Of course. You know? I'll have. Well, I mean, it's either going to be. It's, the temperature probably won't shift too much.
No, the temperature I've seen has been pretty.
It's going to be rain or no rain.
Yeah, that's.
And I'm pretty sure that, like, regardless, I'm going to wear pretty similar items at this point. That's what I figure.
But what about the phone?
Well, that's a problem.
Like, that's, I guess that's like the issue. Like, do you need to get, I guess we could bring an extra baggie.
Well, I would probably have it in a double baggie.
Like a baggie.
But at the same time, I don't really need the phone while I'm out there because I'm with Rob. I'm not going to have tunes going in the ears or.
No.
What did I even say that for?
You said tunes.
Podcasts. Who are we fooling?
Tunes.
I won't have any podcasts going because I'm running with Rob.
Right.
So.
Well, you might get bored of him.
Opposite. He would get bored with me.
He's probably going to have like those little earbuds in where you can't see him.
The world's tiniest Bluetooth.
Yep, and he'll be listening.
That was on The Office, right? Pam and Jim had the world's smallest Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that I'm concerned at this point.
Good.
After
you shouldn't be concerned.
Well, after the marathon on the mountain.
Yeah.
Trail.
Yeah.
I mean, could the weather be worse than that?
Oh God, it could be.
But I doubt it.
At least there's no mud.
Correct. I'm on. I think it's all paved.
Oh yeah.
Maybe a short stretch that isn't at the very beginning in that park, but
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's pretty much all paved.
I think it's all paved. So, looks like you run along the roads that are in the park. So
yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm not super concerned about it, and I'm as ready as I'll be. Yep. I'm looking forward to spending, you know, 5.5-6 hours.
With Rob,
plus pre-race and post-race.
And I'll be posting updates, of course.
Yeah, I mean, there's tracking.
Yeah.
Also, I think. I found tracking. I sent it to Kevin.
You didn't send it to me.
I'll probably just post it. Well, yeah, I should probably send that to you. Kevin asked.
Well, isn't he just the best wife?
Wow, that's a shot at all of us. All right. Well, then the only other thing that I've got on my mind.
Yes.
Right now. Well, not much, but I've been thinking a lot about like my aversion to social media.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more and more, and I need it, right? Because there's things that I want to accomplish and I need to get better at it, or I need to hire somebody to do it, which that's not going to happen. We don't have, I mean, we appreciate all our patrons. There's not that much coming in, and I don't think we want to waste it on trying to grow an audience via that way.
No.
But I finally narrowed it down to it's the lack of self-honesty within social media. Yeah, that people have within social media that really bothers me.
Yeah.
Right? You've got the person who only shows you the best parts of their life, right?
Right.
They're always just, you know, like in the running world, like all they do is post the good runs. They're not authentic about it. So you've got some of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I found some havens that aren't quite like that with sub 30 and like Silver Fox and Teamy for E and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about generalities, right? Mm-hmm. And one of them really hit home for me when another podcast, a person got called out on how she accomplished a race.
Okay.
And if she finished like a full distance.
Yeah.
And instead of kind of examining what had happened and her kind of self-reflecting and being honest about what happened.
Yeah.
She just went after the people who kind of asked her about it.
Oh.
And the guy who asked her about it was from Marathon Investigation, and he did it privately.
Right.
She
made it public.
Correct. And then blows up that it became public and she's in the public eye. And
right.
She went on a 2-hour rant more or less on her podcast. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, you know, go too far on this because I tried to reach out. They don't, you know, didn't respond, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But in the end, what I didn't like about it is just just look in the mirror a little bit. And maybe you're bringing on, like, she always has drama.
Oh.
Maybe you're bringing it out a little bit yourself.
What's causing the drama?
What's causing the drama? And I know I've brought up some drama that has happened to me.
Right.
And you know, when you're overweight and you're out there running, yes, you get looked at. Even now that I've dropped, you know, weight, I'm still a bigger dude.
Right.
People look.
Sometimes the cops stop.
Sometimes, sir, you're scaring the children. It's going to happen.
Right.
Right. And I,
for sure.
So she's larger. I think she calls herself fat. So, and she's African American.
Okay.
Female. I imagine she gets way more than I do. Right. In terms of comments and side looks and whatever.
Yeah.
In the end, though, we've got to all make choices to take that and be positive, which is, I think, what her message was. I feel like there's just
lost.
So much anger because she's not being honest. And it really got me thinking that she's just one easy person to look at in terms of seeing this. And yes, I'm talking in generalities. If you want to know who she is, you can message me.
Doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter because I'm just using her as an example, right, of what I think is wrong.
Right.
Which is we're so busy critiquing others and feeling like everybody's like against us.
Like you're on the attack at all times.
Right. Like we're being attacked or whatever, or we go on the attack that we're not reflecting enough. And that's what I wanted our show to be more about, right?
Yeah.
It's honest, authentic, and really trying to be positive. And I know we've had missteps. Look, we're not perfect.
No.
And we're drinking some beer tonight. And
I already feel my stomach being bloated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not perfect, right?
No, we're
and
not.
If you're looking for perfect,
that's not us.
Wrong show.
Yeah.
Go find somebody else who's going to blow a bunch of smoke about how great they are.
Right.
There's plenty of those podcasts out there that are telling you what, you know, what they do, why they're great, and, you know, all the things that you should be doing. So that's been my aversion, though. Like, and I don't want to put a ton out there because I don't want to contribute to the cycle that I feel is happening right now when it comes to social media. I believe that alternate reality is becoming all too real. That the people in our phone somehow seem more real to us than the people we interact with day to day.
Right.
And I've got a big problem with that. So.
But if your social media interaction is more authentic, where you post, I mean, you post the bad runs and the good runs. I mean, you do that. I mean, I guess then aren't you, if you don't post at all, aren't you not trying to help?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I've not posted as many runs. I've cut way back on that because I'm just not sure what the value is to anybody else other than, you know, me getting encouragement, right? Either way. And I'm going to get encouragement if I have a bad run or if I get a great run.
Right.
So I've posted less about that because I'm not sure what my motivation is for putting it out there. Mm. How am I helping somebody on that? Getting to the next level for themselves, right? I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to do social media day to day in a positive and uplifting way and still seem authentic and not seem like I'm only trying to do like what's kind of the good parts of life, right?
Right. But so, that's what I'm saying. Like you don't only just if you're going to do social media, then you got to if you want to do it, then you post the bad stuff too.
Yeah. I mean, and there's the personal page and the FMC page and I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to balance it. So
yeah.
I guess my point is you haven't seen a lot of posts from us. That's because I'm the only one who does it.
No, yeah, I don't do it.
And I'm struggling with the whole thing.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, we can move forward and have ways that we find that connect us to the audience as much as possible, right?
Yeah.
I do need to do more posts, though, in general. I feel if we want to, you know, grow the show at all.
Right, yeah.
And in the end, I guess that's part of the problem. I mean, honestly, I don't care if we grow the show or not. If people want to listen, great. And hopefully they get some value out of it.
Right.
Not by listening to me, mostly by listening to you.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to listen, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've got a small and loyal audience. And
yeah.
I really connect with them and, you know, have huge thanks that they bother to tune in week in and week out. So.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it's the tapers making me be all self-reflective. The taper crazies?
Maybe. Might be a little bit.
I mean, do you see what I'm saying, though? Or does nothing bothers you. So.
I mean, I guess you're right. It does. No, stuff does bother me. That's not true. But when it comes to social media, I just take it for what it is. Like, you know, people, my feed is very different from your feed. We've established that many times. Like, I honestly do have mostly positive stuff, but people share like sadness, you know, that's going on in their lives. They share that stuff. They share the positive and they share the moments where they want to just like scream at their child because they just threw crayons down the toilet. I mean, I guess my feed, I don't see social media the same. I see a lot of positive. I do see some fakeness as well, but not nearly as much as I think that maybe you're seeing. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just
maybe
naive.
You just scroll by it too.
Yeah.
Or not realize
that it's being fake. I don't know. I take people, I do have a tendency just to kind of take people at face value and believe like, hey.
Is there any type of post that you see consistently that bothers you? Like a type?
No.
So I have
yeah.
a pet peeve.
Which one?
It's the, I can't tell you what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
But
I was about to say that would be where they're like cryptic about like, yeah. So I have one person in my feed that they annoy the living daylights out of me. And it's because.
Who is it? No, I'm just kidding.
It's not one of our listeners.
it's your co-host.
it's my husband. And so all of her posts, they center around her family, and she's got a large family.
We've narrowed it down to a she.
It is a she. I do have more women on my feed, so. But she narrows around her family, and it's all about like how great her husband is, how great her children are, and all this stuff. And it's like, but I know her. Outside of social media, like I've known her for many years before social media, so I know that her life isn't that way, but she's putting on this airs that her life is so great, but yet It's not, because I know it's not. I know that she's having marital problems. I know her children are not graduating from high school. Like, I know all this stuff. And so, but she's putting it out there. And then what really gets me is when she starts bringing God into play on it. Like, oh, thank God that he allowed me to do this. And it's like, no, yes, God is our, you know, we believe one way, totally get it. But you still have control over what you do. Like, it just, so that she does. And so whenever she posts, I usually do just scroll past
her. How come you just haven't, like, blocked her, unfollowed
because it's
her?
Humorous too. So then we have our mutual friend, who's my real good friend. Like, so then I take a picture of it and I send it to her, but like, can you believe this? She's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So and then she gives me the backstory, and then we, you know, talk bad about her for, like, you know, well, not bad, but we just,
that,
you know,
does not sound productive.
It's always after 5 o'clock.
I just meant in life in general, that doesn't sound productive, but I get you.
But yeah, so there, I do have that particular type where they do the cryptic. I agree. That annoys the living daylights out. And I have her, like, she's one of my people in my feed that I kind of just scroll past her most of the time because
that's what I do with Kevin.
But I guess, like, to me, like, because of that, I wouldn't, and not like I'd be like, oh, I'm getting off social media. Like, I don't let that one person or 10 people or 20 people, you know, I just either not follow them anymore. I mean, heck, I've, like, hidden posts from my own mother because I just didn't want to see it anymore. So, I mean, I tell her, I'm like, Ma, I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, and I just hide her posts. I mean, I don't defriend her. I just hide that post. And then I don't see anything like that post. Ever since I started doing that, I don't see nearly as many as the ones that would just make me, like.
Well, so. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, in Facebook's bad, Twitter is.
See, and I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter can be a cesspool. Like, watching Vinny Tortorich and a vegan argue is just not, that's just not positive.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've spent way less time on that. I honestly don't look a lot at social media, like, nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah.
So maybe I can find a way to make it more productive, because there is the good parts, right? The good parts are sub 30 and, you know, Team E for E, and, you know, the people that I do see that, you know, like Dave Dushkin is always posting something really interesting and, you know, uplifting, you know, and he's honest about it, though, when he's not doing what he needs to do. And, you know, that's great. And I know he listens to the show, and, you know, there's the 10 Junk Miles stuff. And although they, you know, may not, I mean, I think most people that really listen to them understand, like, how positive they really are.
Right.
And how encouraging and what big hearts those guys and gals have. So, I don't know, there's a lot of good out there. And I try to think about that part of it for sure. I'm just, the overall, though, I'm just not sure how good it is for our world.
It's made a difference, that's for sure.
It does make a difference, that's for sure. But I'll get off my social media soapbox. Bandwagon, you know, soapbox, that's it. Social media soapbox. But I've been promising to kind of touch on that for a while.
You have.
And we will just leave it at that.
There we go.
All right. Anything else as before we head to, well, wait, we've got an interview lined up this week.
Yep.
That will, you know, I'm sure go very, very well. We'll do some race recapping with Rob.
Yep.
After the race. That's when you do race recaps.
Typically.
I'm lining up another guest. I've been trying to get somebody who's vegan on.
Nice.
Because I really want to have an honest discussion about that. Why are you laughing?
Should be interesting.
I think it will be.
I think it'll be great. I think it will be great.
Because there's not only one way of doing life.
No.
I want to make sure that we're touching, that we're finding the answers from other people.
Yep.
And listening. I was going to say touching base with others, but I just stopped at touching.
You stopped, and that was not
again, good. In the basement, drinking beer, creepy.
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 On that note.
Yeah. All right, that's it. We're going to wrap up episode 64 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. We want to thank our patrons, Amy, John, Christine, Rob, Linda, Julie, we really, really appreciate everything that you do for us. You can find us on those social media platforms at Fat Man Stories. That's Facebook, Twitter, and the Instagram. And the website, fatmanchronicles.com. And finally, please go to Apple Podcasts or whatever place you get your podcasts and subscribe. And while you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a little rating and review. The words do help. So that's it. It's race week. See you on the other side as a marathoner. Everyone get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now